If you need to be able to create, distribute, and then analyze the result on simple single question polls, then your format might be a lot more efficient way of doing things than a standard paper one. It will never be quicker than putting hands up in class. Or it will be, because you've always got the problem of counting how many people responded and who responded to which response. And if it's a multiple choice rather than just a simple yes or no, then actually that can be quite complex. So maybe Pull Bob is what you're looking for. There are lots of Pull Bob questions they created, but do be aware that don't always ask questions that you might want your students to be able to see. So think a little bit about how you use it and with which student groups you use it. In order to create your first poll, you'll need to create an account. And when you do that, you just have a box in which to enter your question, and you've got 70 characters in which to do that. You can choose between 2 and 5 responses, so it could be simple yes or no or true false, or it could be something a little bit more lengthy where you've got several options from which to choose. And that's pretty much it. You just then need to decide whether it's visible to the whole Poll Bob community or whether it's a private poll, in the sense that you'll just use a specific URL. You'll be given a secret URL that you distribute amongst your students. But that's entirely up to you. And then you're up and running. Just distribute your URL or embed it on a school webpage, and then you can start gathering your results. As people respond and they make a particular choice, the results of the poll so far become visible, although you can see them at any time, see how many people have responded, how many people provide responses to each particular choice. You can also get some demographics, but that depends on whether or not they had a Pull Bob account and whether or not they entered any specific biographical information. So it can be gender, age, that kind of thing. But that does depend on them of putting, I guess, being truthful about what they've said. So that's all very straightforward to use. You can create, obviously, a multi-poll survey by creating several poll questions. But it's just a single one-off type questions that Pull Bob's geared towards. If you want a multi-question poll, then you choose a survey tool, I guess. I guess this is the kind of thing that you could do if you were needing student opinion and on a controversial topic where putting the hands up might be embarrassing. Or it could be getting quick feedback on their dislikes and likes about a certain topic. Just gauging student opinion.